in the small town of Arkadelphia, Arkansas. You might have seen it today on KETV's morning show, the Battle of the Ravine. And there were hundreds of people at the rally this morning. And I'm not sure if Scott Maxfield was one of them. Coach Maxfield is in his ninth season at Henderson State and the head coach of the now back-to-back Great American Conference champion Henderson State Reddies. Coach Maxfield, how are you today?
Doing good, Phil, and yourself?
I am doing fantastic. We just had your good friend RJ on the air for a brief moment. RJ's getting excited about the Battle of the Ravine. We get excited for nearly every Henderson State game because the Reddies are so much fun to watch, but as we hear so often, this is a game where you can so-called throw the records out the window. That's one thing that Todd Knight, the Ouachita head coach, mentioned to me and Justin on Monday at the Touchdown Club. Both teams could come in 0-9, and it would still be the biggest game of the season.
No doubt about it. I mean, I know a lot of people take a lot of stock in this game and get really excited about it. I mean, I think so, more so than probably the coaching staff. I mean, we've already accomplished the conference championship. Right now we're trying to just get ourselves seated in a good position for the playoffs. But, you know, we'd like to win this football game, and we're going to put a lot of effort into it Saturday, hopefully.
Coach Maxfield, the roles are a little bit reversed from 2 years ago, my first year calling Reddy games, where Ouachita had already clinched the GAC championship, but Henderson went out and won that game. It was that thrilling game that ended at the one-yard line, and I know that year, and I think you guys even have it in the Reddy locker room, that while Ouachita was the champion of the Great American Conference, Henderson State was the Division II champion of Arkansas, and that's kind of what's up for grabs this weekend because, I know Ouachita's had a couple of losses to in-state teams, but this does have the feel of somewhat of a championship, even though it's the championship of Arkadelphia. There's no game bigger than this. And moving into it, I mean, this is a game where the Reddies, as you said, you're hoping to secure a home game in the national playoffs in Division II. Right now, the Reddies are ranked third in Super Region number 3. And so this game basically is you need a victory to get a home game, correct?
Well, we do. I mean, if we win, we should be able to host a first round game. If we lose, we'll have to go on the road. And in the playoffs, it's a huge advantage to play at home, especially when you're playing quality opponents that you face in the playoffs. So, you know, it's really important for us to go over there and win tomorrow. Not only to be the champions of Arkadelphia, the Battle of the Ravine, but we haven't lost to a in-state school in Arkansas since 2009. So we've got a long winning streak going against the Division II opponents in Arkansas. We've got a 25-game regular season record going. So we've got a lot of things that we are playing for, and a lot of things that we want to continue.
And a 22-game regular season winning streak heading into the Battle of the Ravine. Now, Coach Maxfield, your offense gets a lot of the headlines, and rightfully so. I saw Kevin Rogers on the morning show on KTV today, and Kevin is getting some national play with the tremendous back-to-back seasons that he's had. I remember it all started for Kevin, really had his first big game in the Battle of the Ravine 2 years ago. He threw for over 330 yards and led the Reddies to a victory. With your offense, you've got such a dynamic group of receivers, and with Robert Jordan going down with injury, that's really opened up the gates for other players to show what they can do. Darius Davis has certainly answered the bell. But one thing that really gets me about Kevin Rogers, he is such a smart quarterback. He knows he's got these great weapons at his behest. And what, to me, sets him apart from other quarterbacks is his ability to spread the ball out. He reminds me of Tom Brady in that sense.
Well, we've got a lot of different weapons, and Kevin does a great job of you know, distributing the ball to different guys. And in our offense, we, you know, we don't particularly game plan the stuff up for one guy or two guys. We pretty much have our base set of offensive pass routes and, you know, whatever the defense alignment is by coverage and defensive front. That's what really dictates where we go with football. And we've got a lot of different guys that can make big things happen. We got some guys on our team that would, you know, probably be the primary receiver at several other schools in our conference. So, you know, it's a good offense to be in. Kevin does a great job of distributing the ball. So, hopefully he can continue to do that. And as long as we have Kevin Rogers, we've got a chance to win a game.
Coach, this is Pigskin Preacher. One of the players at Ouachita came over to my house a couple of years ago after that thrilling game where you stopped him at the goal line. And he said, hey, we got cheated by the refs. And then I know you had that thrilling game with Harding this year where, you know, the real high-scoring back-and-forth thing. I have a religious question for you. Who do you find more annoying, the Baptist or the Church of Christ folks?
Answer very carefully.
No, it was an honest question. Well, I'm just wondering, is one fan base more annoying than the other?
Well, all I have to say about this, the way I look at it, this is the playbook versus the checkbook.
Well said.
Make sure you tape that, Maddie. That could be a future reference. Good answer, Coach.
This is Scott Maxfield. He's the head coach of the Henderson State Reddies. And, Coach, I mentioned the offense gets a lot of the headlines. But on Saturday, one of the great things about this battle coming up on Saturday is that the Cliff Harris Award will be unveiled by David Basil and the Little Rock Touchdown Club. That's going, I think it's not, originally I thought it was going to the top small college defensive player in the state. I think it's actually nationwide. And I think one of the front runners and a guy who doesn't get as much publicity as I think he deserves, especially this year, is starting middle linebacker Keaton Stigger, a senior out of Collierville, Tennessee. And Keaton is the 2013 version of Bronco Nagurski, because he leads the conference in tackles, and he's up there in touchdowns scored rushing the football.
Wow.
Nearly every time that Keaton has touched the ball this year, he's either scored a touchdown or gotten a first down. Now, it was interesting how he got that role, Coach Maxfield, as a short yardage back, because it happened at Southeastern Oklahoma in Durant. And I know going into that game, there wasn't even a plan to use Keaton as a ball handler. So how did he go from starting middle linebacker to short yardage running back and still stay a tremendous defender at the same time?
Well, it kind of happened because we had some guys get banged up and hurt, and we weren't real happy with our goal line performance the week before. We had been stopped on the goal line the week before, which was the first time that had happened in a while. So we all our running backs are good players. Kevin Nichols, who had been our primary short yardage goal line back the year before, was injured going into that game. So we were looking for a bigger, more powerful guy, and Keaton had played running back in high school. So, you know, all defensive guys think they can play running back, and they all want to touch the ball. So we let him run a couple times in practice. He looked pretty good, and, you know, the end result was I think he's carried it 17 times this year, and he's got 9 or 10 or 13 touchdowns. I mean, it's unbelievable what he's been able to do. But, you know, he's a 240, 45-pound guy that's very athletic, got great vision. I think he'd be a great fullback in somebody's system, I mean, if that's what he played. But as a linebacker, he's definitely one of the top five defensive players in the Division II level in the country, no doubt about it. He's had a great senior year. He's overcome a lot of adversity this year. He lost both his grandfather, his grandmother, and his father within the last 3 months. So, you know, he's had to overcome a lot also off the field, and really hadn't affected his play. He's really stepped his game up, and we're proud of what he's been able to achieve.
All right, Coach Maxfield, we appreciate you joining us and pumping up the Battle of the Ravine, which will kick off tomorrow at 2 at AU Williams Field. In that's on the left side when you're coming into the highway. I'm not sure if that's north or south. It's left when I'm coming into town. That's on the Ouachita side, which is, I guess, the best way to put it. And, Scott, we appreciate you joining us and looking forward to a great game tomorrow.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
Of course.